We continue Be'ezat Hashem in Masechet Yevamot. We are up to Daf Nun Tet. However, we begin three lines from the bottom of Nun Chet Amud Bet. Nit'armelu o nitgarshu. This limud is Le'ilui Nishmat Yenta Bat Shalom, whose Azkara is today. Le'ilui Nishmat Chaya Esther Chava Bat Sara, Eva Shelomit Bat Ilana Esther, Rivka Bat Devorah, Eta Rivka Bat Mordechai, Esther Bat Ladisia, Sulika Bat Chana, Yom Tov Ben Chana, Shaul Ben Latife, Erez Ben Miriam, Shelomo Ben Reuven, Baruch Ben Shelomo, and Nizchut Refuah Shelema for Gabriela Masuda Bat Sara. In the Mishnah, it stated, Nit'almenu o nitgarishu, if let's say those who married a Kohen in a way that is not allowed, someone who's unfit to marry a Kohen, such as Almana le Kohen Gadol or Grusha le Kohen Ediot. So then, if nit'armelu or nitgarshu, if let's say their husbands died or they were divorced. So it depends. Min ha-nesu'im psulot, min ha-erusin ksherot, it said in the Mishnah. That if they were widowed from full marriage, meaning only after nisu'im, their husband, the Kohen, died, who was unfit to marry them. But Nisu'in already took place. That means they were together with marital relations. So then they are Pesulot. They become Pasul to Itruma. They become Chalalim with the Bi'at Pesul. But if they became Almana from Erusin, if it was only after the Kiddushin that he died, so that means they didn't have a chance to do nisuim and to be together and engage in marital relations, then she is allowed to eat truma. She does not become disqualified from eating truma. There was no bi'at psul. She did not become a chalala. Be'amine Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef mishmuel. So Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef asked the question from Shmuel. Kohen gadol shekidesh et haktana, Ubagra tachtav. In a case where a Kohen Gadol gave Kiddushin to a Ktana, and she became a Bogeret, a mature grown woman, under him while being married to him. So in other words, at the time of Kiddushin she was Ktana, but at the time of Nisuin she was already Bogeret. Bogeret means she's no longer a Na'ara. After 12 and a half years old, that's already a Bogeret. As we're going to see, most Tanaim hold the mitzvah v'kohen gadol is to marry a Na'ara, not to marry a Bogeret. As we learn from the Pasuk, v'hu isha v'ftuleha yikach, that the Kohen Gadol is to marry a Na'ara, not a Bogeret. But let's say he's allowed to marry a Na'ara or a Ktana. So let's say at the time of Kiddushin, she was a Ktana, but by the time they got to Nisuim, she became already a Bogeret. Mahu, what is the halacha? Top of Nun Tet Amud Aleph. Batar Nisuin Azlinan or Batar Erusin Azlinan? Do we go after the time of Nisuim, and being that at that point she was already Bogeret, so she's now unfit to marry the Kohen Gadol, and it's Asur? Or Batar Erusin Azlina, do we go at the time of Kiddushin? And at the time of Kiddushin, she was of suitable age for the Kohen Gadol. Amar Lei, so Shmuel told, he answered Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, Tenituha. We learned this in the Mishnah. What did it say in the Mishnah? Nit'armelu o nitgarshu mina nesu'im pesulot mina erusin kesheron. That if they became widowed from their Kohen, from their husband, the Kohen, who they were unfit to marry, if they became widowed from Nisuim, then they became Pesulot. If it was only Minayrusim, they are Kesherot. So what do we see from here? That the disqualifications from the privileges of Kehuna, of eating Truma, for example, are determined based on the time of Nisuim. So, if nit'almenu mina nisuim pesulot, but not at the time of erusin. So, therefore, the same thing over here. If she was a ktana only at the time of the kiddushin, but at the time of nisuin she was a bogeret, that's the time we go by. And if she was a bogeret, she is pasul to him. Amar le, so Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef told Shmuel, le shavoye chalala lo kamibayali. With regard to making her a chalala, that was not my question. I know for sure the bi'ah he the mishavya chalala. It is bi'ah. It is the marital relations that are done in a way that's not allowed that makes her become a chalala. So definitely, I understand that if she was a bogeret at the time of nisuim, that would make her a chalala, and that's the only thing I could learn from the Mishnah. That if they were nit'armelu mina nisuim, which means that they already got married and had marital relations with the kohen in a way of psul, that they are pasule keuna, they become chalalim. That I know. That we could learn from the Mishnah, that it is nisuin, it is the bi'ah that makes them chalala, that makes them pasul for keuna. Ki kami bayali, but my question was, vehu isha biftule hayikach. Regarding the pasuk that it says by the Kohen Gadol that he has to marry a woman that's bivtuleha, which we learn from there that it means that she shouldn't be a bogeret, she should be a na'ara or a ktana. My, how do we understand this pasuk when it says ve'u isha bivtuleha yikach, he shall marry isha bivtuleha, kichade kiddushin ba'inan or kichade nisuim ba'inan? Which taking are we talking about? Do we go by the taking of kiddushin or do we go by the taking of nisuim? So that's what I meant to ask when I said, if let's say at the time of the taking of kiddushin she was a ktana, and then she became a bogeret by the time of nisuim, what's the din? Do we go by kicha de kiddushin? And since at the time of kiddushin she was ktana, so that's fine for the Kohen Gadol. It's mutar. Or do we go, or does the pasuk mean yikach, the kicha de nisuin has to be with a ktana and not a bogeret? Amar le, so Shmuel said to him, hanami tenitua. This too we can learn from a Mishnah in our Masechet. Later on, and Daf Samech Aleph Amud Aleph, it says, Eras et ha'almana. Let's say a Kohen gave Kiddushin to a widow. A regular Kohen is allowed to marry a widow. Only a Kohen Gadol is not allowed. And after he gave her Kiddushin, venitmana liot Kohen Gadol. He was appointed to be a Kohen Gadol. So now the question is he allowed to go ahead and marry her now, to do Nisuin? Yichnos. The Mishnah says he's allowed to, despite the fact that normally a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a widow, but being that the Kiddushin was done when he was a regular Kohen, and he became now, only now did he become a Kohen Gadol, Yichnos, he's allowed to do Nisuin. So what do we see from here? That we determine the heter of of marrying a Kohen Gadol according to the time of Kiddushin, not the time of Nisuim. Being that he was a regular Kohen at the time of Erusim, that's enough, that's fine. So we go by the time of Erusim. Same thing to your question, Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, if she was a Ktana b'sha'at Erusim, that's enough. Even if she was a Bogeret by Nisuin, it doesn't matter. But the Gemara rejects this proof. The Gemara says, Shani hatam dichtiv yikach isha. In the pasuk regarding the Kohen Gadol, it says ki im betula me'amav yikach isha. Now this word isha is extra. It should say ki im betula me'amav yikach. He should take a betula. What does it have to add for a wife? Yikach isha. So the extra word comes to be merabe, comes to include that he's allowed to marry the one who he was Mekadesh when he was a regular Kohen, even though he became a Kohen Gadol later. So we have an extra word in the Pasuk for this specific case. How do we know to learn to the case of if she was a Ktana B'Sha'at Kiddushin and became a Bogeret B'Sha'at Nisuin? So the Gemara says, well, wait, we could learn that too. Hachanami, Ktiv Isha. It says also, V'hu Isha Biftu Le'ayikach. It also says Isha. Answers the Gemara, no, achat velo shtayim. From the word isha, we can only be marbe, we can only include one case, but not two cases. And therefore, since we already used the word isha to allow the Kohen Gadol to marry the almana that he was already giving kiddushin before he was appointed as a Kohen Gadol, we cannot use it now for a different case, to marry a bogeret that he was mekadesh when she was a ktana. Umara ita, so the Gemara says, and what did you see to choose this one over the other? to choose to include from the word Isha the case of the widow of the Almana and not include the case of the Bogeret? Answers the Gemara, Ha Ishtani Gufa. In this case, by the case of the Bogeret, her body changed. And therefore, she's asura to him, even though she was mekudeshet when she was a ktana. But now, her body changed, she became a bogeret. He's not allowed to be with the bogeret, the Kohen Gadol. Veha lo ishtani gufa. But in the case of the almana, who he gave kiddushin when he was a regular Kohen, her body, lo ishtani gufa, her body did not change. It's only the status of the Kohen that changed. He became a Kohen Gadol, but she remains the same, and therefore she remains muteret to him. The new Mishnah teaches us this din that we spoke about regarding the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol lo yisa almana. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a widow. Ben almana mina erusin, ben almana mina nisuin, whether she's widowed only from kiddushin or widowed from full marriage. Velo yisaita bogeret. And Tanakama holds, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a bogeret, a grown woman, which means from 12 and a half years old and on. The reason for that is because we assume that she lost her virginity in a natural way. Her betulim have been, kalu miktzat betuleha, Tosfot say. Some of her betulim have already been lost, and therefore, since the pasuk says "Vehu isha biftuleha yikach lo yisai tabogeret," Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon machshirim bebogeret. However, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon they allow the Kohen Gadol to marry a bogeret velo yisa et mukat etz. However, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a woman who is a mukat etz. Mukat etz means that her virginity was torn accidentally by being wounded. She was injured and thereby she lost her hymen or her virginity, and that's called a mukat etz. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry her because of the pasuk of the hu yishav iftuleha yikach. Tanu Rabbanan. The Gemara begins with a braita. It states in the pasuk regarding the Kohen Gadol, I'll say the full pasuk, almana ugrusha v'chalala zona et ele lo yikach. A widow, a divorcee, a chalala, one who is unfit to kehuna, a zona, et ele lo yikach, he's not allowed to marry any one of these. The braita is doresh, ben almana min erusin, ben almana min nisuin. A widow from erusin or a widow from nisuin. So the Gemara asks pshita. It's pashut, it's obvious. A widow is a widow, even if it's just from kiddushin, meaning erusin, still she's a widow. Why do I need you to say, ben almana mina erusin, ben almana mina nisuin? Ma'u detema leilaf almana almana mitamar. You know why? Because I would have thought, maybe we should learn a gezera shava with the word almana, almana. Over here by Kohen Gadol it says that he's not allowed to, almana ugrusha is not allowed to marry. And by Tamar, the daughter-in-law of Yehuda, in Parashat Vayeshev, it says there, Shevi Almana Bet Avich. So she, Tamar was called the Almana from her previous husbands, Er and Onan. And over there, she was Almana Mina Nisuin, from full marriage. So Male Halan Mina Nisuin, Afkar Mina Nisuin. So I would have thought, just like over there, the definition of Almana is from Nisuin, so too over here by Kohen Gadol, when it says Almana lo yikach, it means Almana Mina Nisuin. Kamash Ma'alan, that's why the Tana has to, of the Braita and the Mishnah, has to teach us that even Almana Min Ha'erusin is also Asura Le Kohen Gadol. Asks the Gemara, Veima Achinami. And why don't we say like that? Why don't we learn the Gzera Shava from Tamar and say that Almana by Kohen Gadol means Bedavka Almana Mina Nisuin? Just like the word Almana by Tamar meant Mina Nisuin. Answers the Gemara, Dumya di Grusha. Because we rather compare it to the word Grusha in the same Pasuk. It says Almana u Grusha lo yikach. So we say it should be, almana is similar to grusha. Ma grusha, just like by a divorcee, she's asura to kohanim, ben mina nisuin, ben mina irusin. Everyone knows there's no difference. whether it is whether she was divorced from Nisuin or divorced from mere Erusin, Kiddushin alone. She is still considered a Grusha and she's Asura le Kohen. Af Almana, so too when it says Almana is Asura to a Kohen Gadol, Ben Min HaErusin, Ben Min HaNisuin. That's why we don't learn from Tamar. The Gemara addresses the next halacha in the Mishnah, Velo Yisa et HaBogeret. Chachamim said, Tanakama said, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Bogeret, meaning that she's no longer a Ktana or a Na'ara. She's already from 12 and a half years old and on. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a Braita. Here is the full version of the Machloket. It says in the Pasuk regarding the Kohen Gadol, Vehu Isha Bivtuleha Yikach. He has to marry Isha Bivtuleha, the Kohen Gadol. Prat la bogeret. This comes to exclude a bogeret, a grown woman, shekalu la betuleha, because her betulim have been worn away. Shekalu la betuleha, her hymen has worn away. It's no longer as complete as that of a ktana or a na'ara, and therefore she is disqualified to a kohen gadol. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Elazar ve Rabbi Shimon machshirim bebogeret. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, they say, no, a kohen gadol is allowed to marry a bogeret. So the Gemara asks, b'maika mifligi, what's the reason for their machloket? So, the Gemara will explain, it's based on a difference of opinions, how to learn the word in the Pasuk. Rabbi Meir Savar, if it would only say betula, a virgin, afilu miktzat betulim mashma, even if she has just a little bit of the, some signs of the virginity, that's enough. And that would have included even a bogeret. Betuleha, it said, Isha bivtuleha yikach, with her virginity, ad deika kol betulim. That means she has to have all her signs of virginity, so that excludes the bogeret. The extra bit of bivtuleha, vehu isha bivtuleha yikach, what's the extra bit? Bechedarka in, shelo kedarka lo. Meaning, only if she previously experienced bi'ake darka, which is in the place of betulim, then she is not allowed to marry a kohen gadol. But shelo kedarka, if let's say she experienced beforehand intercourse that is shelo kedarka, which means not in the place of betulim, lo, she is not disqualified to marry a kohen gadol. She only becomes disqualified if she had bi'ake darka beforehand, and that we learn from the bivtuleha, in the place of her betulim. So that's how Rabbi Meir, who holds that lo yisai tabogeret, that's how he learns the pasuk. Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon Savri, however, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, who allow the Kohen Gadol to marry a Bogeret, they learn the word Betula, Betula Shlema Mashma. The word Betula means a full, complete virgin. That's when it would have told us that a complete virgin is allowed to marry a Kohen Gadol, but not a Bogeret. Betuleha vafilu miktzat betulim. The word Betuleha, this is exactly the opposite from the way Rabbi Meir learned. Betuleha is coming to include afilu miktzat betulim. Even a bogeret who only has miktzat betulim is allowed to marry the Kohen Gadol. Bivtuleha, what do they learn with the extra bit? Ad sheyihyu kol betuleha kayamin ben bichedarka ben shelo kedarka. Which means Rabbi Lazan and Rabbi Shimon are learning, they argue also with that point that Rabbi Meir said before, and they say whether she experienced intercourse before kedarka, in their typical way, or shelo kedarka, in any way whatsoever, she is disqualified from marrying a Kohen Gadol. Because ad sheyu kol betuleha kayamin, it has to be that she is totally intact as far as virginity is concerned, and that's why even shelo kedarka, she would become disqualified. However, a bogeret is qualified to marry, because the word betuleha comes to include afilu miktzat betulim. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Niv'ala shelo kedarka pesula lekehuna. So the Gemara addresses this point that we just mentioned. Rav Yehuda says, in the name of Rav, a woman who already experienced non-typical intercourse, shelo kedarka, psula lekehuna, she's disqualified from kehuna gdola, from marrying a kohen gadol. Mativ Rava, Rava asks from a braita. In the braita it says, on the pasuk, velo tihye leisha, regarding the one who rapes a woman, it says, velo tihye leisha, and she shall be his wife. And so, Chachamim are doresh, beisha hareuyalo. This is only referring to a woman who is suitable for him, meaning a woman that he's allowed to marry. Prat le'almana le'kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutza le'kohen nediot. This comes to exclude if it's a widow to a kohen gadol, or a divorcee to a, or a chalutza to a regular kohen. In these cases, if let's say it was the kohen who raped her, he's not permitted to marry her, because she is psula, she is pasul to marry him. So when it says velo tiye leisha, by the case of rape, it's talking about isha hareuyalo. It has to be someone that is suitable for him to marry. So now the Gemara wants to clarify. Hechidami. What are the circumstances of this halakha here? Ilema b'chidarka, if we're talking about that, let's say the case of the kohen that raped her by engaging in bi'akidarka, mai iria mishum almana, then why do you have to tell me that she's asul to him because of almana? Let's say the case of kohen gadol. Let's say the kohen gadol, chas v'shalom, he raped a woman kedarka, if it's kedarka, in the typical way of bi'a. So then, my iria mishum almana, why does the braita specifically state that she's asurat to him because of almana? Tepukle mishum dehaviyala be'ula. She's asur to him because now she's a be'ula, because now she is no longer a virgin. El alav shelo kedarka. So you must say that the braita is talking about in a case where she was raped shelo kedarka. And then that now look what it says in the braita, umishum almana in mishum beula lo. It's only because of almana that she's asura, but not because of beula. So what do you see from here? You see that if the beila, if the bi'a was done shelo kedarka, she does not become pesula lekeuna. That braita says that she's only pasu because she's almana already. But if it's just because of the be'ila, shelo kedarka, she does not become pesula lekeuna. That's a question on what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Answers the Gemara, ha'mani Rabbi Meir hi. The Gemara says, who is this braita? Whose opinion is this braita? That's Rabbi Meir. That's going according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who holds that a woman who engaged in bi'a shelo kedarka is muteret to a kohen gadol, like we mentioned before. Ve'rav de'amar ki Rabbi Lazar. But Rav, however, his statement is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Lazar, who argues with Rabbi Meir and holds that a woman, even the one who engaged in bi'a shelo kedarka, is disqualified from marrying a kohen gadol. So the Gemara asks, Iker Rabbi Lazar, mai iria mishum be'ula, tepukle dehavi ala zona. If it's going like Rabbi Lazar, then why did he specifically say that she's asurat to him because she's a be'ula, she's a non-virgin? Let him say that because she's asurat to him because she is a zona. Amar Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Lazar once said, panui haba ala pnuya shelo leshem ishut asa azona, that even in a case of an unmarried man who had bi'ah with an unmarried woman, two single people, shelo leshum ishut, not for the purpose of marriage, asa azona, he caused her to become a zona and be disqualified for kehuna. So therefore the question is, on the statement of Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, why did he say, niv'ala shelo kedarka, psula lekeuna? Why because of be'ula? Say because she is a zona. Amar Rav Yosef, kegon sheniv'ala lebehema. Rav Yosef says, Rav, who said that the be'ula becomes disqualified to the keuna, was referring not to a regular case of be'ila, you're right, in that case she would be disqualified because of zona. But in a case where she had bi'a with an animal, niv'ala lebehema, dehata mishum be'ula ika mishum zona leka. In that case, she's only disqualified because of the fact that she's not a virgin anymore. But mishum zona, she doesn't become a zona by the bi'ila with a behema. Amar le Abaye. So Abaye said to him, mima nafshach, One second. Whichever way you look at it here, there is a difficulty. I be'ula havya, if she's considered be'ula, which means she's considered a non-virgin, zona nami havya, then she's considered a zona. Ve'i zona lo havya, if you're not calling her a zona, be'ula nami lo havya. Those two go together. So you can't say she's a be'ula, but she's not a zona. V'chi teima midi dehavya amukat etz shelo kedarka. And if you want to bring me proof from the case of a mukat etz shelo kedarka, if a woman lost her virginity by something, by penetration of some other object such as mukat etz, shelo kedarka, not in the other side, not in the typical way, not in the typical place of her virginity. So there you'll say that maybe that case is also, here we find a case of, it's like she's be'ula, but she's not izona. Well, that's not a proof. Im ken en lecha isha shekeshera lekeuna shelo naaset mukat etz al yedei tzro, because then you'll never have a woman who is fit to marry a kohen gadol. Because you never, it's impossible that a woman never became a mukat etz through a stone that was used to clean herself in the bathroom, as they used to do in the olden days. That's always a possibility. What are you going to say? That in that case, she becomes a zona, and therefore pesula lekeuna. That's different. Mukat etz shelo kedarka, that's the only case where you could say, you know, even though it may be be'ula, but she's not a zona. But otherwise, nivala lebehema, if nivala lebehema, she's also a zona. And therefore, we're back to the question, what is the statement of Rav Yehuda Amarav when he said, nivala shelo kedarka pesula lekeuna? She is a zona. Of course she's pesula lekeuna, not because of be'ila, because of zona. Ela amar Rabbi Zera bememaenhet. Rabbi Zera says, there is a scenario where a woman is considered a be'ula, and yet not a grusha, not a almana, and not a zona. And that's what Rav was talking about when he said that if she became niv'ala, shelo kedarka, she is psula lekeuna. And which case is that? That's memaenet. By a ktana, who was an orphan, who was married off by her brothers and her mother, as the Takanat Chachamim is. And these kiddushin are midrabanan, and she has the right to be mema'en, to refuse her husband when she becomes a gdola. And she is allowed to leave without a get, without any gerushin or any other reason, just by mi'un, just by refusal alone. And yet she's a be'ula, she was already with her husband beforehand, but it wasn't a be'ila of znut, because it was for the purpose of marriage. So she is a be'ula, therefore she is asura to a kohen gadol. She's not considered a zona, and therefore she would be permitted for a regular kohen, but for a kohen gadol, she would be asura, and that's the case that Rav was talking about. Amar Rav Shimi Bar Chiya, niv'ala livhema keshera lekehuna. Rav Shimi Bar Chiya says, a woman who engaged in intercourse with an animal, chas v'shalom, keshera lekehuna, she is qualified still to marry a kohen gadol. Tanya Namihachi, we learned like this in the Braita as well, niv'ala lemishe eno ish. It says in the Braita, if a woman was with something that is not a man, such as an animal, even though such a thing is punishable if it's done willfully, such a thing is punishable by skila. Still, in a place where there were no witnesses and no warning, and therefore she's not going to be executed, keshera lekeuna, she's even allowed to marry a kohen gadol. Ki ata Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said, ma'ase beriva achat behitlo. There was a story, a case with a young girl in the city Hitlo, that's the name of a city, shehaita mechabedet et habayit, she was in the middle of cleaning, of sweeping the house, urva'ah kelev kufri me'achareha, and a type of big dog went and was with her from behind her, shelo kedarka, it was bi'ah shelo kedarka, with an animal, with that dog, v'hichshira rabbi lekehuna. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh said that she was still keshera to marry a kohen gadol. In fact, it is Shmuel who clarifies that it means kohen gadol. Amar Shmuel ule kohen gadol. Shmuel says, not only did Rabbi say she's keshera to marry a Kohen, but even to marry a Kohen Gadol, because she is still considered a betula, even though she was sodomized from behind by the dog. Bime Rabbi Kohen Gadol mi hava? The Gemara asks, in the days of Rabbi, was there a case of Kohen Gadol? Rabbi was already a few generations after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. So how could it be that Shmuel is explaining that Rabbi was machshir, allowed her to marry Kohen Gadol? There were no Kohenim Gedolim in the time of Rabbeinu HaKadosh already. Answers the Gemara, Ela re'uya le'Kohen Gadol. Shmuel means to say that Rabbeinu HaKadosh said she was fit to marry Kohen Gadol. Not that lema'aseh he told her to go ahead and marry Kohen Gadol. There were no Kohanim Gedolim. But he said that the halacha is that if there were to be a Kohen Gadol, she would be fit to marry him despite what happened. Amar le Rava mi Parkin le Ravashi. Rava from the city called Parkin asked Rav Ashi. Some say to read mi Parzakia, from the city called Parzakia. Menaha milta damu rabanan en znut la behema. From where do we derive this matter that the Chachamim said there's no znut with regard to an animal? As we just said, that even though she was niv'al to an animal, she's not considered a zonah. How do we see this? Dichtiv, it says in the pasuk in Parashat Kitetze, lo tavi etnan zonah umchir kelev. This pasuk means you should not bring, as on the Mizbeach, you should not offer on the Mizbeach something that's called etnan zona. Etnan zona means an animal that was used to pay a zona for her services. That's called etnan zona. Umchir kelev. Mechir kelev means anything that was ever used, let's say an animal that was used as a payment in purchase of a dog. In exchange of a dog, that's called mechir kelev. So, a sheep that was used as payment for a harlot, for a zonah, or a sheep that was used to pay to purchase a dog, these two cases are not allowed to be brought on the mizbeach as a korban. Utnan, and we learned in a Mishnah, in Masechet Tmura, the Mishnah says, let's say the other way, etnan kelev, umchir zona. Let's say etnan kelev. What's etnan kelev? If let's say the animal, the sheep, was given to a zona in order for her to be with one's dog. Not to be with him, but to be with one's dog. So that's called etnan kelev. That's how Rashi explains it over here. And mechir zona is a case where an animal that was used in exchange for his shivcha de zona, meaning he used sheep to purchase a shivcha who is a zona. In these cases, mutarim, these animals are allowed to be brought on the mizbeach. Shene'emar, because by the case of etnan zona mechir kelev, it says ki to'avat elokecha gam shenehem, because both of these are abominations of Hashem. And chachamim were doresh shenayim velo arba'a. Only two cases are asur on the mizbeach, etnan zona and mechir kelev. Not four cases, not any additional cases such as these, etnan kelev and mechir zona. Now what do we see from here? We see that there's no znut la behema, because if there would be considered znut for behema, so then the sheep that was given as a etnan for the purpose of being with the kelev would be considered etnan zona. It would be etnan of znut, and it would be asur to be put on the mizbeach. The fact that the case of etnan kelev is mutar to be put on the mizbeach shows you that with a kelev or with an animal is not considered znut. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a braita, anusat atzmo umfutat atzmo lo yisa ve'im nasa nasui. Anusat atzmo means a kohen gadol, let's say, who raped someone, or mefutat atzmo, he seduced someone. Now the halacha in the Torah is that one who raped someone or seduced someone, that he has to marry her. But in the case of a kohen gadol, lo yisa, he's not allowed to marry her because she's already now a bi'ula, even though it was by him, but being that she's considered a bi'ula now, he cannot marry a bi'ula, someone who already engaged in bi'ah. Ve'im nasa nasui. But in this case, being that it was he himself who committed this, if he married her, she's considered married to him. Anusat chavero umfutat chavero lo isa. However, a woman who was raped by another man or seduced by another man, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry her. Ve'im nasa, and if he married her and he had children, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer havalat chalal. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says that the child that is born from this bi'ah, from this marriage of a Kohen Gadol to someone who is anusat chavero, the child is a halal. Halal means pasul keuna. Chachamim omrim avalat kasher. Chachamim say, no, the lineage of this valad, of this child, is without flaw, is kasher lekehuna. So now the Gemara analyzes this braita. What did it say in the braita? Im nasa nasui, regarding anusat atzmo. The Kohen Gadol, if he, chas v'shalom, raped someone, so lechatchila he should not marry her, but if he married her, she's married. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, umotzi beget. However, he has to divorce her with a get. So the Gemara asks, ve'elah hadiketani im nasa nasui. So what do we do with what the Braita said, that if he married her, she's married? If he has to give her a get, then let the Braita say immediately, ve'im nasa motzi beget. Why does the Braita say, ve'im nasa nasui, she's married? She's married for what purpose? To receive a get? What does it mean, nasui? Amar Ravacha bar Yaakov, Ravacha bar Yaakov says, no, he has to give her a get. What does it mean, nasui? Lomar she'en meshalem knas bimfuta. It's coming to say that if he married her, she is considered married, and therefore he doesn't have to pay the fine, the penalty, the knas, of a mefuta, of the case of a seduced woman. Because the halacha is, the mitzvah in the Torah is, one who seduced a woman, he has to either marry her, or if he doesn't want to marry her, then he has to pay a specific fine, a knas, that is written in the Torah. So therefore, by this case of the Kohen, since he did actually marry her, so therefore he's not liable to pay that fine, even though he's required now to give her a get. But the fact that he married her, that takes him off the hook from having to pay the knas. That's what it means, im nasa nasui.